What you want for your business, boy?
Yeah, what do you want?
I want my business to grow.
Okay, I hear you there. Everybody wants that.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I'm making my own way.
Yeah, boy, you're blazing a trail, son.
And dear God, I hope.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus, help. It can be darn hard.
My employees show up today. Is hard.
If it were easy, everybody'd do it.
And cash is tight.
It ain't easy to make a dollar.
Gotta pinch them pennies sometimes.
But I get to listen.
Listen to what?
Yeah, listen to what?
To Quick Talk Podcast tonight.
I hear that's a good
one. Oh, now you get me all excited.
Oh, me too.
Hey everybody, Josh here. How the heck are ya? It's a beautiful sunny day in Michigan, and I have my business partner Chris Phillips with me. Chris!
Yay!
Woo-hoo.
Hey Josh!
Yeah, we're having lots of fun. We have a lot going on this week. We have a huge update coming out for Send Gym, which is awesome. Woot woot, props to our development team.
So
and
exciting.
All that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. And then tomorrow night I have a training, a webinar workshop thing I put together, and you know about that because we work right next to each other.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed. I think this is your best work.
Yeah, it's good. And yesterday I did a short podcast talking about the gratitude effect, and we talk about that in the office a lot, and we've talked about it many years ago, and we've used it in our business, and just the idea that relationship marketing maybe is more important than people think, maybe even more important than we thought in the beginning.
I think it's so, so overlooked, and if we learn how to nurture and love on our customers, they can become our biggest cheerleaders. They can be the ones that are out promoting us, and it's free.
Yeah, well, it can be very low cost. And, you know, we spent money on, you know, gifts, or we would send direct mail or thank you cards and stuff to our customers, and that's one element of it, but it goes deeper than that. It goes a little deeper than that, because relationship marketing, it transcends just your customers. I think it's like any real relationship. So, like,
right.
I've been married 14 and a half years. I've learned a thing or two. You've been married about the same. So if I only told my wife I loved her when, you know, I wanted to get a little action, if you know what I mean, right? If I did that, which I've been guilty of a time or two, but that's not a real relationship, right? I mean, a relationship is built on just communication, on staying connected with each other. And that's what we need to do with our customers. Not in like a cheesy way or inappropriate way where you're just driving people crazy, but there has to be a balance where you're just checking in, hey, you know, we're just thinking of you. How the heck are you? I think it also needs to be a combination of methods, you know, like maybe direct mail is cool, but maybe a phone call is cool. What do you think?
It's about the time that we spend with people and the quality time and the time that we connect and listen. A lot of people have different ways that they receive love and that they communicate that. There's different types of love languages. So if you never told your wife you loved her after that first, after your wedding, if her love language was gifts and you always were coming home with flowers and gifts, then you're saying that you love her in her language. So it's important to understand how people receive that and then to hit them at that level.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And the key here with business is to trigger this relationship to be set in motion and to trigger the gratitude effect. So when your customers have a real relationship with you, they become advocates for you. And there's science, and lots of science, that proves this idea of advocacy. And I actually break this down in great detail in tomorrow's training. But it's a fascinating thing, right? So they become little defenders of you and your company. They're little defenders. And subconsciously, they're always looking for opportunities to work it into a conversation, to bring it up. If there's ever a keyword, like someone, they're at a social setting and someone talks about carpet cleaning or whatever. Oh, my carpet's dirty. It automatically is going to associate that back to you. And it sounds like it's all hocus pocus. It's real. It's literal.
People want to refer, you know, experiences that they've, you know, had that are positive. People want to talk about that, especially luxury services like carpet cleaning, like upholstery cleaning, like window cleaning. Those things are almost can be braggadocious.
Yeah. It makes you feel good when you have it done. It doesn't just clean the thing. It makes you feel good inside emotionally to have the stuff clean. It does something, especially for women, but also for men. And you know, with marketing our business, we're always chasing the carrot. We're always trying to figure out the
new business,
the next EDDM thing, the next Facebook. Facebook ads is the big thing right now.
Right.
Now, I'm not against Facebook ads, but the problem is people are focusing on turning on the faucet, which would be getting new leads, generating deal flow, making your phone ring, turning on the faucet, but the water is pouring into a bucket that is full of holes, right?
Right.
The bucket's leaking all over the place. It's a disaster. But people don't even know the bucket has holes because they barely even look down at their bucket. And the bucket, of course, being your current customer list.
Right.
It's your company's biggest asset. It's the key to everything, really. If you have just even a small base to start with, you can have rapid, massive, and steady and consistent growth just by relationship marketing to those people.
Right. You got to show that you care, and you got to be a little bit more than just an expert at cleaning the glass. I think you're the one that taught me this one. It's the difference between saying, hey, what's your name? Or, hi, my name's Chris. What's your name? When you give just even that little thing right there.
Little, yeah.
It makes a huge difference. And people, like I said, long to refer you to other people. You need to tap into that.
I was talking to Keith Kalfas, the famed YouTube guy.
Love
He's
that
got
guy.
Like 30,000 YouTube subscribers. I called him earlier today because I'm going to interview him for a short podcast.
He's a giver.
Yeah. He gives value, and just shares stuff, and it's crazy. But what was funny is when he answered the phone, he's like, hey, Josh, because he still works in his business, and he was out in the field doing something, and he's like, I was listening to your podcast, and I really took to heart this idea of the customer life cycle of doing these touches when I'm at the job and really stopping the work in the middle of the job and just talking to the customer and learning their dog's name. And then at the end, really having a process for it. And he's like, I've noticed a huge result from that. Like, it's amazing. And the point is that it's the little tiny things that everyone overlooks that add up to the shift, to the pivot, to the growth and success of your company. It's not one magical bullet. It's all this stuff that you're not even looking at because you're watching a tutorial on how to craft the perfect copy for a Facebook ad.
Right.
You're neglecting saying, hey, you know what, Janice, thank you so much for hiring us. Like, seriously, it's not just about the money you paid us, but really, we're a family company. We just appreciate the relationship. Keep us in mind if you have any weird uncles that, need their carpets cleaned or their windows cleaned. That one thing is so powerful if you do it every time.
Yeah, I used to tell the guys, if you get done with a job early, I want you to say this, and you got to say it just like this. Look, Mrs. Smith, we finished a little bit early, but you got a couple big, strong guys here. Do you need anything heavy moved? Now, 9 out of 10, that person is not going to have you move something in their house. They don't need that. It's the fact that you ask, that you show that you care. Another great thing to be able to do is just to ask pointed questions to people and get them to talk about themselves. At the end of the day, they're going to just remember you as this awesome person, and you've never really, shared that much with them. You've just shown that you've cared about who they are and what they're about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You got to make it all about them. Bring in their newspaper. Remember the name of their dog. Keep track of the stuff in your CRM. Make an effort to actually give a crap about more than their check, because your business is going to grow because of the lifetime value of the relationships, not because of the single transaction. You might get a gutter cleaning for $99 and then you go try to find another one, but that $99 could turn into $7,000 or maybe $15,000. How many times did we have a customer where, you're chit-chatting with them? And I'm not talking about wasting time or being inefficient, but being making it a point to actually try to have a relationship where that guy works at a job who works in a cubicle next to the guy who's in charge of the facilities at some big commercial thing, and then we get that deal, and then we get this other deal, and then we come back and wash his house, and then his neighbor sees us, and we get that job, and it turns into thousands and thousands of dollars. But that doesn't happen if you're only transactional. And the other thing I'm going to talk about tomorrow is marketing overwhelm. Like, it's stressful trying to figure out all this new technology and all these tools and all the Photoshop and getting the perfect EDDM thing and all this stuff. There's so much stuff. Like, I made a list on here. It's like cold calls, postcards, door knocking, newspaper ads, door hangers, yard signs, yellow pages, SEO, Facebook, radio, trade shows, video, EDDM, data mining, which is for commercial prospecting, social media, email marketing. Look, and there's more than that.
There's thousands of things out there.
Why do we take simple things and turn them into 72-point bullet-pointed, you know, technical papers on how to grow a little cleaning. But I mean, come on. This doesn't have to be that hard, right?
Right. Simplicity is the ultimate form of sophistication.
You stole my line. That's my favorite quote this week.
And who's that from, Josh?
Leonardo da Vinci.
There you go.
I've heard that he's a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, he was a little bit before his time.
You know, slightly
successful. Heck of a window cleaner.
Yeah, he actually started in Windows. People don't know that. No, he didn't. I don't know. That's not true. Look, the bottom line is this. With relationships, the last point I want to make today. And look, I want to invite you all to come to this training tomorrow because it's an hour of straight up, bullet-pointed, very organized, very logical, scientific, mathematical. I make the case. I prove to you that you could double your business without even trying to get a new customer ever again. And I know that's a big claim. It's actually a small claim to me because I think you could triple your business or more.
I agree.
You can literally control your growth by managing your relationships better. But here's another gold nugget for you guys. It's not just about customer relationships.
Right. There's employees.
Employees. Huge. I could talk for an hour straight on how to strategically engage in relationship marketing with your staff. I don't care if you have one part-time helper or if you have 32 full-time people in a leadership team. Relationship marketing is a nuclear bomb of epic awesomeness.
Influencers.
Influencers, yes. Influencers like gatekeepers, property managers, realtors, anybody who stands between you and a ton of work. Someone that you need to build a relationship with, you have to get organized and do it.
Right. The property managers, I dealt with a lot of them, and I would go out and do my little song and dance and bring them donuts and stuff. It's very important to do that. But at the end of the day, it's got to be consistent, and you need to make sure that you have a way that you can stay in front of them. Because look, those guys, you know, when they need you, they need you. But they need you for three bids.
We're short-sighted.
Right.
And I get it. Like when you can't buy groceries and you're stressed out, like you're not trying to work a big commercial deal that will pop for you in 18 months. Right. I get that. But I'll tell you, think back of 12 months ago. How fast did that go by? Now, what if over the last 12 months you had, 17 strategic influencers that you had nurtured, reached out to, not tried to get something from, not tried to get a little, action from your wife by saying, hey, baby, I love you. Not in a manipulative way, in a genuine, like, hey, how's it going? Hey, there's a golf thing at the Chamber of Commerce. Do you want to be on my golf team? Hey, how's it, sending them a gift card. Hey, I was thinking about you today. Here's a coffee or what? Take a Starbucks gift card. I'm getting scatterbrained because I have so much to say on this. But the bottom line is that what if over the last 12 months you would have actually done that? Would that be good or bad for you? Could it possibly hurt your business?
We all know that this is a gold nugget and it works, and very few of us actually capture this. The people that are the most personal probably do this unconsciously because they want to be everybody's friend, and it works. I think when we were young in our business, we did that because just who we are, we do care about people, and I think we just naturally did it.
So even a selfish jerk that doesn't care about people can still win with this.
Exactly.
They just have to get organized and get a plan. It's all about you. It's all about you. No, look. And then, so you got your customers,
right?
Relationship marketing. You have your employees, and then you have influencers. But here's another one. What about people that refer you work right now? Now, look, a lot of people listen to this. They're like, well, Josh, I send them an email, and I'm like, hey, thanks, man. Like, thanks for the referral. And that's how those people talk. That's an exact representation of their voice. Anyway, I'm kidding. You need to, overwhelm people.
Step it up.
And virtually tackle them and be like, yeah, like
you, gotta have a wow factor.
You rock. Like you refer to someone. You're awesome. And then it doesn't stop once. It needs to have another touch and another drip and another touch. Because people like it when you think they're awesome.
Right.
And the more often you think they're awesome, they're going to want to replicate that feeling again. So they're going to want to get another referral so that you tackle them again and give them a noogie and say, dude, like you rock, like thank you. Like this is awesome and we're going to take such good care of the person you referred to us. So it all ties together. But the overarching thing is this idea of relationship marketing, which I hear nobody in our industries talking about this stuff. I want to be the guy to start bringing this conversation to the forefront. I want to argue and make the case that this is probably the single most powerful way to grow your business in existence because anyone can do it, no matter how big, no matter how small, no matter what your budget is. There is zero excuses to not do it. It's simple. It's not complicated. You don't have to be a genius. You don't need a Wharton School of Business, master's, and whatever. You just have to use your mouth and use your brain, get slightly organized, and then execute on it.
It's common in humanity for us to want to be heard, want to be appreciated, and want to be loved. That's a common thread that runs through all of us. And if we can tap into that emotion, you'll create a waterfall of referrals.
Waterfall, for sure. Big time. It can overwhelm you. And look, every one of your customers isn't going to respond to this in the same way. And business isn't about batting 1,000% or whatever it would be, right? Like Hall of Fame baseball players are not getting on base 7 out of 10 times. This is about doing it every day in every relationship you have, because right. The law of averages are going to give you this
yield. And if you're doing it right, you're going to make some people uncomfortable. That's how you'll know that you're doing it correctly, because some people do not know how to receive. And if you're doing it enough, you'll see those flags up.
Yeah, and it's important that it's genuine. Like you don't always reach out to your customers trying to take. You just check in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get on the phone. The phone is the most underutilized tool ever in small business. We don't even call our customers. Hello. They paid you money. They like you. Call them. Say hi. You know, in closing here, because we'll keep this short for today, I just want to promote the event tomorrow. It's totally free. It's an hour long. We're going to be live chatting with you guys. There's going to be hundreds of people. These events are fun. They're
really
fun.
Are.
The last one we did had almost 2,000 lines of chat. It was crazy. That was with Michael Dahlke. This presentation is probably the most powerful teaching I've ever put together.
It's your best work. Absolutely.
A lot of time research went into it. To really structure it in a way that was, you know, organized and clear and helps you get actual action plans. So look, I need your guys' help. I need you to share not just the podcast, but I need you to share this event. I want to get the word out on this. This could change everything for somebody. And, you know, as your pay to play, to get the little nuggets you get from Quick Talk, could your homework assignment be today to maybe go on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, and just share it? The link to sign up is really simple. I posted the link for the registration page at sendjim.io/gratitude. So if you go there, you can just put your email in and you can log into the webinar when it starts. It's tomorrow, Thursday at 8 p.m. It's going to be amazing. It's on November 17th, by the way. And we'll put a replay link up for anybody that registers. So if you miss it or something, at least register, and then I'll email you out where you can watch it after it's done, if you can't make it, if you're busy. But my closing thought, Chris, is small businesses look at themselves as lions, and they look at their customers as gazelles. They are a meal to be consumed and digested.
Hunter-gatherer.
That's right. And so you need some cash, you go hunting. You need a jet ski, you go hunting. You need to hit that next goal, go killing gazelles.
Love
all
it.
Day. You're just dragging them home. Dragging them home. And I respect that. But there is a better way. There's an easier way that gives you more yield with less effort. Yeah, let's not even have that conversation. Anyway, look, we need to be farmers.
Farmers.
Your customers are like a tomato and you're a tomato farmer. You need to water it, make sure it gets sufficient sunlight. And look, watering it, that might be you doing a quarterly follow-up call. Giving it sufficient sunlight might be you sending them a Christmas card or a little gift pack of brownies or cookies or something, just saying, hey, you're awesome. Like, you're a VIP customer. We highly value this relationship. We just want to check in. We have nothing to sell you. That's you watering your tomato plants. And guess what? You can pluck the tomato, eat it. I don't even like tomatoes, by the way.
And it keeps on growing.
I'm not a vegetable guy. I wish meat grew on plants. That's not a thing, is it? That would be kind of gross. Anyway, look. I think you guys get my point. I hope you'll join me tomorrow night. And I hope that some of you power listeners will share this. Have mercy on some of your local competitors that maybe don't understand this stuff. And protect your company's biggest asset by figuring out this relationship marketing thing. I'll break it down for you tomorrow. Chris, do you have any closing thoughts or anything?
Well, I think you just summed it up with, you know, the hunter-gatherer, you know, is good for that one day of effort. He drags it home. Now he's got to go hunt again. When you farm properly and correctly, you can have a crop that just produces 100-fold, 1,000-fold, and that's what we're talking about
here. Right, and the whole idea of farming is that, you know, vegetables make seeds, to plant more square feet of garden, which make more vegetables and seeds, which you can plant, and they don't cost you anything. It's self-replicating.
Right.
And your business can be like that. You can have these little army of advocates and referrers and people that are just on your team because they have a deep relationship with you, who will go to the ends of the earth to trigger the gratitude effect and the dopamine high they get from serving you, right? Yeah, this conversation could get weird. It's already been weird, but I think there's some value sprinkled in too. So
plant your seed.
Yeah, we'll see you all tomorrow. Have a great day. Oh, plant your seed, really? Come on. You're a weirdo.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.